And we welcome you back here to the Pine Belt Arena. Matt Harmon and Edsar Luka. Thanks to Colleen Kilmurray, the Wall head coach, swinging by and giving us a few minutes. Good tournament for the Crimson Knights, finishing in third place. Immediately following this game tonight, we will have our postgame show of this contest, in which we will announce the all-tournament team, the tournament MVP, and listen to the presentation of the championship trophy, along with a couple of interviews as well. Halftime scoring for both of these teams. Courtney Hageman leading all scorers. She's got 10 points for Manasquan, 8 for Sullivan, and 8 for freshman Stella Clark. All those coming in the first quarter. 2 points for Eva Hart. The quarter totals for Manasquan, 19 and 9. For RBC, the Caseys led so far. They've got two players with 6. Quinn McMenamin being one of them. Alex Barrazzotti the other. Grace Fallon has 5. 4 points for Cameron Lynch and 2 points for Jackie Robinson. 17 and 16, the quarter totals for Red Bank Catholic. And, Ed, you know, all things considered in this game, if I would have told you at the half, Fallon would have, all right, let's take the points out of it. If I would say Fallon had not a basket to speak of, and Barrazzotti only had 1 field goal so far in the game, you'd probably say RBC in a whole lot of trouble, but yet here we are at the break. They're only down by 5.
Yeah, you know, I would say they'd be down by 15 or 16, which they were. However, Manasquan with some, you know, turnovers, quite a few turnovers in the last 4 minutes of that second quarter, and the big foul on the three-point attempt by Barzotti, which put her on the line and made 3 straight foul shots. That got them back into the game, and Manasquan went on a little scoring drought there in the last 4 minutes, and the Caseys are back in it. You can't let good teams, you know, you can't give them chance after chance, and that's what happened. And as Colleen Kilmurray said to me at halftime, Matt, that she thought the turning point was also that three-point attempt, the foul on the three-point attempt, which slowed the game down. And then immediately after that, Fallon was fouled and made 2. So that was a key part to that game. By the way, just now, Kevin Williams, our tournament director, awarding 4 $500 scholarships to 4 past seniors who played in the tournament last year. One of the great things about this tournament, $2,000 for the girls and $2,000 to the boys. That will occur at halftime of the boys' game. $500 scholarships to each of 4 ex-players. Great job by Kevin Williams and the Christmas Classic.
Teams coming back on the floor here. Red Bank Catholic gets the basketball. The team swapping ends. And the Caseys will move right to left on your radio dial. Montague has it. Conroy out of the high post. Step in from the right elbow, missing the jumper. And the rebound for Molly Bryant. Bryant, Eva Hart, Bridget Ford, Sam Sullivan, and Courtney Hageman, the 5 on the floor, coming back out from the halftime break for Manasquan. Bryant has it between the circles. Flips off to her left. Hageman trying to dump it down low for Sullivan. Bodied up by Conroy. Hart open at the foul line. Bypasses the shot. Dribbling around. Kicking right corner for Ford. Sullivan step back from the foul line. That jumper good.
Well, Sullivan back to her usual thing of scoring points. That time from a little bit further away from the basket.
And a turnover here for Red Bank Catholic. Running the floor. Sullivan getting it from Hart. Kick up top for Ford, who will get called for a travel on her way to the basket. Into the game here, Josie Larkins, the 5'8 freshman for Red Bank Catholic. Quick substitution as Quinn McMenamin will take a seat on the bench. Manasquan leading here by 7, 30-23. Fallon to the left elbow. It's Barrazzotti, who's bumped on her way to the basket, still gets it to go. Second field goal of the night for Barrazzotti, who's got 8. And once again, it's a 5-point game, 30-25 in favor of the Big Blue.
Nice job by Barrazzotti and her left hand as she threw that one up left-handed.
Hageman feeding inside. Sullivan getting it to go, and the foul. Sullivan showing all aspects of the game here early on. Jumper from the outside and a nice interior move, drawing the foul and going to the free throw line here for the three-point play.
And Sullivan has taken these Warriors on her back at the beginning of this third quarter here.
Barazzotti whistled for the foul. Her first, team's first. Free throw by Sullivan on the way. And that is good. 5 points in the quarter, 13 for the game for Sam Sullivan. And it's a 33-25 advantage for Manasquan. Almost a turnover, and it is a turnover. Sullivan with the steal, running the floor, bouncing it off to Hageman, who is bumped on the floor.
It'll be Barazzotti.
It's going to be her second in as many possessions here. Second on Alex Barazzotti, and the team second. And just like we saw in the first quarter, Joe Montana with an early timeout here in the third. 6:14 to go, quarter number three. We step out for 30 seconds. Manasquan 33, RBC 26. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network. Back here from the Pine Belt Arena, Matt Harmon and Saraluca after a timeout taken by RBC. 6:14 to go in the third quarter. Manasquan extending the lead back out to 7 right now with 33-26. It'll be Big Blue Basketball off the break. Hageman will put it in play, baseline right. Looking for a cutter. Getting close to 5. Throwing back up top of the key for Sullivan. Eva Hart with it, bouncing off to her left. Ford, played by Fallon man-to-man. Backdoor cut for Ford. She's fouled on her way up. Nice off-ball cut that time by Bridget Ford, who will go to the free throw line for 2 shots. First foul on Josie Larkins, and the third team foul already here on RBC. Free throw off the mark, no good. Hart will step in for Sullivan inside. With 6:01 to go in the third quarter, that second free throw by Ford is good. Her first point of the night. Make it 34-26 with 6 minutes to go. 2-2-1, full court pressure here by Manasquan. Ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Manasquan.
Forward her head and was going baseline no matter what.
Montague will use Fowler to break the timeline with a pass. Off on the left side, Barazzotti with it. Now Montague will flip on the right. Larkin's long three, well short, and a long rebound will trickle out of bounds and will go back over to Manasquan.
Have they hit a three yet, Matt? RBC? One, right? Yeah.
Cameron Lynch had one in the second quarter. 5.5 minutes to go here, quarter number three, 34-26, Manasquan. Turnover coming in the passing lane. Barazzotti able to grab it away. Montague loses it out of bounds, and it will go back to Manasquan.
Yeah, RBC not a great three-point shooting team other than Alex Barazzotti, who had 5 coming in. Nobody had more than 2 on the early season.
Manasquan putting it in play, and a double dribble will get called against Molly Bryant, who lost track of it. Substitutions into the game for RBC. McMenamin and Lynch back in as Conroy and Montague will take a seat. Manasquan is stuck with a man-to-man defense for the entirety of the game. Lynch with a long three gets stuck between the backboard and the rim.
That'll go alternate possession. That'll go back to Manasquan.
It's kind of, I think, one of those when you know maybe it's not your night. Certainly a lot of time left in this game, but Red Bank Catholic just having problems getting much going offensively.
Of course, Jimmy Snyder took somebody's cane in the stands and used it to get the ball.
Whatever
the
works.
Guys, I mean, in the second game, we will have no problem as Eric Carter for Jackson stands at 6'8", Matt.
Yeah, he'll be able to
reach up.
Yeah, there'll be some size in that next game. Manasquan puts it in play. Substitution onto the floor for the Big Blue. Stella Clark, who had the big first quarter, checks back in. Clark will run the point here. Gets the high screen from Sullivan down the left side of the lane. Drives, had it blocked away by Fallon. Good defense by the senior. McMenamin in transition. 4-on-2. And RBC will pull it back out. Fallon dumping down for Barrazzotti. Going to the baseline on the left side. Missed the layup. Sullivan with the loose ball. She'll turn it over. Fallon stepped in the passing lane. Bounces ahead for Barrazzotti. Skip in the left corner. McMenamin open. A long two off the mark. Hart with the rebound. She's going to look to push the tempo. With 4:15 to go and Manasquan up by 9, 34-25. Sullivan back to the basket. Got away with a double dribble. Hageman left corner will drive. Scoop shot attempt no good. Gets her own rebound back and lays it up and in from the right side.
Well, like every coach yells, follow your shot. Courtney certainly followed that one up and got herself 2 points out of it.
She's got 12, and the lead now back to double digits, 36-25 in favor of Manasquan. Lynch dumping inside for Fallon. The kick out for McMenamin. Skip pass right side for Lynch. Thinking about the three. Hart kind of daring her to take it. She will not, and the ball will be worked around the perimeter. Fallon will hand off to Barrazzotti, who runs into a wall of blue. Hageman and Hart both there. This one will be whistled on Eva Hart. It'll be her third, but the first team foul here in the half for Manasquan.
I think Eva got a finger on her, and the foul was called. Not too happy with the fans.
Lynch will put it in play. Back near the half-court circle for Barrazzotti. Back to Lynch. Dumped down on the right block for Fallon. McMenamin will swing it. Montague, the three, on the way. Too strong. Ford pulls down the rebound for Manasquan. Coming up on the three-minute remaining mark here in this third quarter. Manasquan 36, RBC 25. Gacy's have scored just 2 points here in the quarter. Clark, some fancy dribbling, pinning herself off in the right corner. And a timeout has been taken by Manasquan. Lisa Kokoda asking for and being granted a timeout. It is a full timeout with 2:55 to go in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of the WOBM Christmas Classic Final here on the Shore Sports Network right after this. 2:55 to go here in the third quarter. Manasquan 36 and Red Bank Catholic 25. Thanks so much for joining us here as we are New Year's Eve Eve, the 30th of December, the traditional day for the WOBM Christmas Classic Final to take place. Another full slate of games during the course of the last 10 days or so. As Ed told you, the boys' final, game number 52, will take place, and that will put a cap on the 30th year of the WOBM tournament. Jackson and Manchester following this one. We've got a good one going. 2:55 to go, third quarter. Manasquan 36, RBC 25. Off the inbound, Manasquan looking for Sullivan cross court. Loose ball down on the floor. Casey's controlled. Good give and go. Clark to Sullivan. Count it and the foul.
Well, it wasn't pretty, Matt, but it worked. As the ball was on the floor, Hart kept it alive, got it to Sullivan for the easy layup. And Sullivan with point number 15 looks for a three-point play.
And connects on the free throw. Good quarter for Sullivan, who's got 8 of her 16 here in this third frame. 2:40 to go. The lead now 14 points for Manasquan. Fallon gets it. Left block. The kick in the left corner. Robinson's three. Off the mark. No good. Rebounded inside by Jillian Black, the 5'6 sophomore, who just came in at the timeout break. Her first action of the night. Ball went out of bounds, and it will be Casey basketball. Robinson looking. Backdoor cut for Lynch. Missing the layup on the left side. Masonis back in for Manasquan. Hageman getting it right side. Steps in, wanting the three. Good ball fake. Driving right side. Missed the layup. Montague pulls down the loose ball. Manasquan with some full court pressure. Three on three developing for RBC. Barrazzotti leaving for Fallon. Top of the key. Left side pass for Montague. 2 minutes to go. Montague has it taken away by Sullivan. Up ahead of the field for Clark. Had her shot blocked out of bounds by Robinson. It'll stay with Manasquan.
Well, there is definitely no lack of hustle by both teams, but Manasquan getting the little extra step advantage so far in this one, especially in this quarter, as they have opened up a 14-point lead. It was 5 points at halftime.
Off the inbound, it'll be Masonis inside. She goes down low, gets the basket to fall, and draws a whistle, and will go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Well, RBC, Matt, in serious trouble right now.
McMenamin's second, fifth team foul on the Keces. 41-25. McMenamin stepping in, left elbow jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Clark. Clark bumped into by Montague. Lost the handle on it, picked up by Barazzotti. Fallon gets it now with 80 seconds to go in this third quarter. It has been all Manasquan in this third quarter. McMenamin, crossover, lost the handle on it. It will trickle out of bounds, and it'll be Manasquan basketball. What's the problem there, Len?
Nothing. Jackson gave you the stats. You didn't tell me. I'm trying
to run
it down.
We're in the middle of a game
first.
Right now.
Well, that's when we do things here.
Clark lost a handle on it. Trickled up to Hageman, who is bumped along the near sideline. Barazzotti will get whistled for the foul. It'll be her third and the team's sixth.
That will put the Warriors on the line for the rest of this game. As they will shoot on team foul number 7, they have 6. That's not a good sign either for the Keces to get back in this one.
45 seconds to play. Hageman harassed, double dribble.
She made the shot, but she realized it after she did it. A little overexcited. She'll get a little rest on the bench.
Take a seat right now and...
Jillian Black replaces her.
Take the next 35 seconds or so off. That's where we stand right now in this third quarter. Manasquan 41, Red Bank Catholic 25. McMenamin dribbling from left to right. Caitlin Carroll has just checked into the game for RBC. Her first action of the evening. Jumper by Robinson off the mark, tracking down the loose ball, keeping it alive for RBC with 15 seconds to go in the quarter.
Great hustle by Jackie Robinson that time.
McMenamin giving to Fallon, right corner. 10 seconds to play. Fallon checks the clock. Nice crossover move. Going to the baseline, missing the layup, but drawing the foul and will go to the free throw line for 2 shots.
Just too many easy misses for the Keces to stay in this one as they trail it by 16. Fallon on the line trying to cut it with 2 foul shots here. Makes the first.
Makes it 41-26. We mentioned tough quarter here for RBC. That's just
their
third point,
right?
Second one by Fallon, also good. She has 7, all of the points tonight coming from the free throw line.
5 seconds left.
Hart getting it up court. Hageman launches one just off the mark. And that'll take us to the end here of the third quarter, a 13-4 advantage in that set of 8 minutes for Manasquan. They lead 41-27. We're back for the start of the fourth right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic Final here on the Shore Sports Network.